From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. As they have been all during the pandemic, masks are mandatory in the Timmins Airport Terminal during this latest COVID-19 surge. And Airport Manager Dave Damon asks you to drop off outgoing passengers and wait outside for incoming passengers.
The parking lot is free for an hour, so you can pull in there, take a ticket, and within an hour, the same entrance ticket will allow you to exit without having any payment.
Due to ongoing crew availability issues across the Air Canada network, by the middle of the month, the airline is reducing its number of daily flights into and out of Timmins to 2. That's down from 4 daily flights. The Hollinger Skate Path will remain open during the current provincial lockdown, but the Timmins Community Park Association's trailer at the site won't. TCPA President Mark Rogers says his group has begrudgingly decided on that move to comply with indoor capacity limits imposed by the province. 20 more people are reported to have died across Ontario from COVID-19. The latest 24-hour reporting period information also indicates another 198 hospital admissions for a total of 2,279 patients. 31 more are in the ICU, bumping that number up to 319. People working in education and childcare in Ontario will soon have access to third doses of COVID-19 vaccine. The province is working with local health units to provide access as quickly as possible. Although staff in the Toronto area have been told they'll have it by tomorrow, people elsewhere have to wait until their own health units tell them it's available. The government has also announced that childcare workers will have access to non-fit tested N95 face masks by Monday, and screening will be enhanced at their work sites. The announcement was made by Education Minister Stephen Lecce in a statement on the government's website. Lecce hasn't made a public announcement or faced questions from reporters since before the holidays, prompting the Twitterverse to ask, hashtag, where is Lecce? Finally, this afternoon, 1 year ago today, a mob of Donald Trump supporters violently attacked the United States Congress. They broke in, rampaged, assaulted law enforcement officers, and occupied the building for several hours. The mob was there to overturn Trump's defeat in the election and to interrupt the session of Congress counting electoral votes. One person died after being shot by police. In a speech today, President Joe Biden highlighted the threat facing American democracy from people who use or condone the use of force. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.